Look at the crucifix. Now look at the angels around the crucifix. Look at the Lamb. Now briefly, look around at the congregation. And then the windows. Look at the altar. And now, once again, look at the crucifix and listen carefully. You have approached Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. And countless angels in festal gathering, and the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and God the judge of all, and the spirits of the just made perfect, and Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and the sprinkled blood that speaks more eloquently than that of Abel. If I have a favorite book of the Bible, it is the letter to the Hebrews. We do not know who wrote it. We do not know to whom it was sent. We think it is not really a letter, but a homily. The letter to the Hebrews is Christian preaching. It is the proclamation of the saving word of Christ, and it is steeped in the language of worship. I love the letter to the Hebrews not because I hear something about how I am supposed to live my life each day, but because I hear in the letter to the Hebrews what I actually do each day. I approach Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and countless angels in festal gathering. I stand in the midst of the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and proclaim the word of God, who is the judge of all. Surrounded by the just made perfect, I speak the words of Jesus, and the blood of the sacrifice, which speaks more eloquently than the blood of Abel, is made present on the altar. The letter to the Hebrews reveals what is really happening when we gather to celebrate the Eucharist. So this building is not an ordinary place. This time is not simply an hour in the day. We entered into heaven when we passed through the doors of the church and the sacred liturgy began. Look at the crucifix and the angels and the Lamb. The beautiful artwork only reminds us and reveals to us the almighty action of the Almighty God, who chose this place as his special dwelling and called us as his chosen people. For in the waters of our baptism, we were enrolled in the assembly of the firstborn of heaven. And when the assembly gathers, we are surrounded by the angels in festal gathering and the intercessions of the saints on high. We join in their worship and they join ours. For we are united as the church on earth and the church in heaven when Christ, our high priest, by his word and the power of the Holy Spirit, makes himself present on the altar. For the bread and the wine, the gifts of earth and the work of human hands, are changed into the body and blood of Jesus Christ, and Christ Jesus offers himself and us as a living sacrifice to the Father. We have approached Mount Zion and the city of the living God. Look to the crucifix. Look to the angels. Look at the altar. Heaven has opened, and we are here. Amen.